Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Hey, when the time comes to move and you're downsizing, or as I call it, right-sizing, you try to find the right place for you. Now, there are a lot of CCRCs, we call them, Continuing Care Retirement Communities, in the Washington, D.C. area. And as many of you know, I have a CCRC guide, which you can download for absolutely nothing on my website at ericstewartgroup.com. It's just a list of different CCRCs that are around the metro area. That's Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And I'm very happy to be involved with Collington, which Corey Hall joins me. He's a residence counselor at Collington. Corey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Eric. Pleasure to be with you and with your listeners today.
Thank you. We're pleased that you could join us today, and we want to announce an event where I'll be speaking on the 23rd of March at Collington. And I want you to share where Collington is, what it has to offer, and a bit about the event.
Oh, my pleasure, Eric. We appreciate you being our keynote speaker. On Thursday, March the 23rd, starting at 10:30 in the morning, Collington will be hosting our annual Mega Move Expo. And I know that's a mouthful. It's not only our biggest event of the year, it's also our most practical, and that's what I like about it. We are assembling quite a cadre of partners that can help people get their arms around the process of transitioning, whether that transition is taking place this year or in the future. We're bringing together a compendium of experts from real estate professionals like yourself to movers to estate planners to senior move managers who are an invaluable resource for folks.
Very good. So, Collington, tell us where you're located and how many people live there and restaurants and those kinds of things. Let's get the basics out there.
Yeah, Collington, a great place to live and has been for 29 years. We're about 10 miles from the National Mall, northeast of Washington, D.C., out toward Annapolis. And we're extremely fortunate, Eric. We have this picturesque, bucolic, 126-acre campus that we were fortunate to get from the Episcopal Diocese of Washington many, many years ago. And we would never get this kind of wonderful property today. It's actually the perimeter of our campus is protected by a nature preserve. And a lot of our 450 members really resonate, not only with the proximity to Washington, but really the bucolic, peaceful setting, but that close to the city. 450 members, it's a nice size. We're large enough where we are, as you mentioned, a full CCRC, a continuing care retirement community. Most of our members are coming in living independently mm-hmm. in villas or cottages or apartment homes, but they're moving in with the peace of mind knowing that whatever happens down the road on the healthcare front, that we have the full continuum of long-term care, assisted living, skilled nursing, even short-term rehab right here on campus.
It's a stage of life. You know, I think this is, I've been selling real estate for about 30 years now, and started when I was in my early 20s. And so, you know, if you add 23 and 30, you get, I'm still 35.
I like your math.
The thing is that at 23, you want something that's different than you want when you're 45, that's different than what you want when you're like 75. And I think recognizing where we are in life and finding the right size for where we want to be is what I'll be speaking about at Collington on the 23rd of March, and where they provide a continuum of care from independent to assisted to memory care. You guys have skilled nursing, if I'm remembering correctly. Is that right?
We do.
Yes.
We do. That's part of that full continuum, Eric. You're right.
That's excellent. And that that continuum is what I think only 5% of Americans take advantage of this, which is kind of amazing to me that it's such a small number. I think that's going to grow over time. The Kendall family, K-E-N-D-A-L, Kendall family is a Quaker-based retirement community series, really. You've got places not only here, but where else are they in the country?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning. We're part of a family of continuing care or life plan retirement communities. And Kendall, a Quaker-based group, primarily in the Northeast or the Mid-Atlantic, but beginning to expand mm-hmm. As far as Northwest as Chicago and even have a new partnership out West. as well. The Quakers, Eric, have really been on the vanguard of being advocates for those who don't have a voice and for seniors really since the 1960s. And Collington, really fortunate to be a part of, and I use that language intentionally, a family of different communities to bounce intellectual property, different ideas, what's working and what's not. We're certainly a part of a larger family and not a standalone.
Yeah, well, I think you use the word life plan, which is a recent creation in terms. And I think it really is. Let's plan our lives. Let's plan out the most healthy life. The clients of mine who've moved into Collington have been everything from people who just love to play tennis to those who had workshops and wood shops. You got a phenomenal wood shop set up at Collington for people who want to make boats and want to make, you know, kind of anything. It's kind of like going to camp, quite frankly, because you've got a giant garage with all of the wood shop stuff, and the guys are in there covering their ears with, you know, soundproof earphones and so on, and they're, you know, waving at each other. Looks like they have post wood shop cocktail sometimes. it's pretty nice life, it looks like, and there's a beautiful pond, as you say. You're surrounded by a preserve of some kind. Tell us a little bit about how quiet it is there and yet how convenient it is.
Yeah, the setting could not be more ideal, especially this close to Washington, D.C. And we mentioned Kendall before, and people around the country resonate with that philosophy of aging, with that ethos. But people are attracted to the fact that we're this close to Washington, but in that kind of setting. It's a peaceful setting, Eric, but you said it well. There's a lot of noise being made by our residents. And that, you know, we talked about the campus, we talked about the healthcare, but really what makes Collington, Collington, and what makes this place so special are the members here. We're so proud, Eric, that half of our residents nearly are coming from out of state. Not a parochial community by any means. People who served in Washington, but people who served around the country and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
People who have a background in Peace Corps and Foreign Service and academia. A really eclectic, diverse, progressive, cosmopolitan group of residents, and you hit the nail on the head, literally and figuratively. You know, residents come in with an amazing skill set and expertise, and they don't leave that at home, Eric. They bring that with them to Collington.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is not a ham radio club here at Collington, then people come in with that expertise and start one.
Mm-hmm.
And people come to Kendall communities, in Collington in particular, wanting to be engaged, wanting to share their expertise and their giftedness.
So, chat with me about the event, because discovering Collington for yourself, there are listeners this morning who say, yeah, I'd like to check that out. That sounds like a pretty cool place. I've never been there. Where can they get the best information? And would that be online? Would they call you? What numbers?
They could do both. First and foremost, to check out our website, www.collington.kendall. And as you mentioned, it's KENDAL.org. Or call us toll-free. It's 800-692-3156. We still have a few spaces available on the guest list to hear yourself and others present. And kind of like you mentioned, it's a compelling place to be. Amazing residents, beautiful campus. People come in here and they fall in love with the community and the hospitality they receive. But the stumbling block, Eric, and what I'm excited about for you to share with others, is how do you get from point A to B?
Mm-hmm.
And so many of our members have been in their homes 30, 40, even 50 years, and they love the idea of what you're talking about. They love having a life plan. They love the security of having that healthcare infrastructure and support if they need it. Some people are lonely and want to be a part of a community, which we do so well here at Collington, but it's hard to get from point A to B. How do I sell the house? How do I get rid of the stuff? I mean, hands down, the most challenging obstacle for so many people that I've worked with over my decade-long service in senior living, mm-hmm, is downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in with stuff, and there are amazing partners out there that we want to introduce your listeners to. Just one group, they call themselves Senior Move Managers, Eric, but I call them angels. They'll come into your home, whether you move into Collington or you have another option, and they'll help you get a plan. They'll talk to you about right-sizing, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. or downsizing, mm-hmm. doing organizing. And then once you decide a community that you resonate with, they'll roll up their sleeve, they'll organize the movers, they'll do the packing, the unpacking, and they'll even recreate rooms. I just had a couple of friends join the Collington community, and they were kind of shaking their head. Eric, they worked with some of these senior move manager partners, and they literally said that the move managers on move day sent them out to lunch and did all the work, and they came back and their home was recreated at Collington. They couldn't believe it and thought it was too good to be true. So we're anxious for you and your listeners to meet some of these amazing angels that we partner with.
I like the way you described that as angels. My parents used a professional move management, senior move management group, and they did a wonderful job. And like you said, you leave in the morning, you think, how in the world is this going to happen? You come back in the evening at your new place at Collington. You find that everything's been put where it should be. They knew where to hang the pictures because of where they were in the old place. And it's all so thoughtful. So we'll be hearing from professional move managers. We'll be hearing from movers as well as all kinds of senior living specialists at Collington on March 23rd. And again, to contact Collington, go to Collington.Kendall. That's KENDAL.com. Or you can call Corey directly at 301-541-5021. Thanks, Corey.
See you on the 23rd, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.